Hi guys, I'm Bea.
And I'm Paul.
And in this video, we'll show you a curated selection of essential apps that will be your digital guide to experiencing Valencia like a seasoned local.
Whether you're visiting here for the first time or have been living here for years, having the right app on your phone can make a huge difference in navigating this beautiful city. So grab your phone, call your kid or your niece or whoever can help you, download the app from the App Store, and get ready to learn, because we are going to unveil the must-have apps when you visit Valencia.
All this coming up after the intro. Let's talk about what makes Valencia unique. So the city is a smart city. Valencia is one of the first three cities in the world to be double certified in the measurement of progress by the SDGs and active in various international forums that work to make technology an ally for sustainability, well-being, and people's quality of life. So some of the current projects that we have seen so far are they've changed the buses to a tap-and-go payment system, so you can use your Apple Pay or credit card to pay instead of like searching for euros. And then what's more important is the Wi-Fi that they have around the city. So it's called Wi-Fi for EU, which is a project together with the EU. And more importantly, there are 250 wireless access points distributed throughout the city. More than 1,100 people get connected daily on the municipal network, and there has been about an estimated 18,000 unique users in the past 6 months.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the apps, because what you really need in life is more things cluttering up your phone. So we begin with the most important category when coming to Spain: communication.
Since there's a huge variety of foreigners coming into Valencia with international phone numbers, the main form of messaging in Spain and in the EU is WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a widely popular free messaging app where you can send text messages and voice messages and make video calls to anyone with a WhatsApp account using Wi-Fi or data.
From our experience, whenever we contact people, especially the people who have been living here for a longer time, whenever we contact them through text, they always reply with a voice message. And I feel like it makes much more sense because, you know, when you text someone, it kind of gets lost in translation. So hearing the tone of the speaker, and they want you to know how they feel. So they just do the voice message, and I guess it's easier because they're probably walking or, you know, trying to look where they're going. So yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
I feel like it's more personal too when I hear their voice instead of just reading their text. Looking to buy or rent a home, Idealista is a great app for you to search within a specific location. For example, if you want to look at a barrio in Valencia,
you can search for properties based on your preference, such as location, price range. You can do numbers of rooms and more. The app provides detailed property descriptions, high quality images, and contact information for the landlords or the real estate agents, which makes it even easier to find your ideal home in the city. If you need guidance on how to find the right house for you using the filters in the app, I will put up a link to the video for that somewhere here.
FreeNow is an app where you can order a cab to go from point A to point B. So that's kind of like an Uber. So typically within the city, it's easy to find a cab, except if it's odd hours or if you're a little bit farther out of the city, then it becomes a little scarce.
Also, depending on the city, kind of like when we went to Rome recently, I discovered that you could also, by using FreeNow, you could also rent a private vehicle or an e-scooter or an e-bike. The other advantages of using FreeNow is that you can schedule a pickup and you can pay through the app. It makes getting around Valencia easier, especially when you're heading to the airport or you're exploring the city or you're just desperate to get home really quick because it's really, really hot outside. The cool thing is that you get to pay what's on the meter. and you can pay through the app or in person directly to the driver. For people who are always asking about Uber, is there Uber in the city? There is actually Cabify, which is the Uber version in Valencia. And with that, you could rent the same thing. You could rent a private vehicle, you could rent large vehicles, but also you could get a cab with this app. BlaBlaCar is a real carpooling app that connects drivers and passengers traveling in the same direction. It's cool because you can share the ride and split the cost with the other passengers. The app allows you to browse available rides, check driver profiles and ratings, and securely book your seat.
This service is typically for longer distances. For example, if I'm from Valencia and I need to go to Madrid, there are cars that are headed that way, and that's when you can order a BlaBlaCar. Like if you didn't book a train ticket and there are no seats left, or there is a time frame that you need to be there, BlaBlaCar would be another option.
We haven't used BlaBlaCar yet, but I think it's for more of the common destination. So if you're going off the grid or something, I don't think BlaBlaCar will work. But if you're going to like Barcelona or Madrid or Granada or something like that, it's the BlaBlaCar is a good carpooling option. MoveIt is the app that Bea always tells me to use instead of Google Maps.
And this is because it shows you what time your bus is arriving usually. So not only does it tell you which bus to go on, but it also gives you more of an accurate time of when the bus will be at that stop. Say, for example, I'm at home and the bus stop is at around the corner. Then it says like the bus is arriving in 2 minutes. Then, oh man, I have to either haul ass or know that I won't make that bus and I have to pick a different bus.
Or when it's late at night and you're walking towards the bus stop and you get to the bus stop and you're wondering, where the heck is the bus? And you check MoveIt and it says, oh, it's delayed or it's rerouted. So thanks, MoveIt.
Be careful though, because one time we went on a bus that MoveIt suggested and it took us out of the city because it does not stop within the city to let passengers out. We'll talk more about that in a different video.
And we're going to link it up here. Of course, when you live in Valencia, you're going to need a banking app, and we have BBVA, and it's the best.
Formerly known as TransferWise, Wise is a digital banking app that specializes in international money transfers, and this is the app that I use when I transfer from our US bank account to our Spanish bank account.
The app is great because it offers competitive exchange rates and low fees. Like most of the Americans, at least that we know here, they use Wise. They just love the exchange rate and it's very, very competitive. So when the dollar goes up, we just pull up the Wise app and then transfer money over to our Spanish bank account. Wise is so easy to use, you love it, I swear. If you want a secure connection, especially when transferring money over or putting in passwords to log into a bank account, you'll need a VPN. Our VPN is Nord. It's a premium virtual private network service that provides a secure and private internet connection. So it encrypts the online traffic and masks your IP address.
This is especially useful when you are on a public network like the Valencia Wi-Fi, or if you're at the hotel's Wi-Fi or Airbnb Wi-Fi. I recommend using a VPN when you are doing bank transactions or anything private like that.
It also allows you to access geo-restricted content and browse the internet anonymously. Also, if you want to watch Netflix or Amazon Prime in the US or any of these other streaming services, you can watch it just like you're in the US or in Canada or even Hong Kong, and it would come in very, very handy.
So you have more selection.
Valenbici is Valencia's bike sharing service, and it's what I use to move around when I'm by myself because other people here in this house do not like biking. Their app allows you to rent bicycles for short-term use. You can easily locate available bikes through the app, unlock them using the app, and enjoy a leisurely ride around the city. Actually, I did a video about this, which I will link here. The cool thing about Valenbici is that if you use the bike in under 30 minutes, the rent is free. All you have to do is pay the annual of 29 euros a year.
So in another video, we talked about me losing my Google Voice number. So keep in mind that Google Voice is a US-based product only. However, a lot of people who are from the US have ported their numbers into Google Voice before they left for Spain or for other countries, and it has worked. So maybe you'll get it temporarily.
But what we've discovered is that if they find out that you are using it outside of the US, there's no way that you could fight a case with them. And they're going to take your number with them. And it's just a whole process, which is what she said. We're going to link the video up here. But I would use Google Voice for a secondary phone just so we could talk to like family and other stuff. But for two-factor authentication, for the important stuff, I wouldn't use Google Voice for that.
So as long as it works, it's good. But be careful, because if they find out that you are not in the US anymore permanently, then they might take your number away.
Or if they make up their own rule and just want to take your number away, you can't do anything about it. So
yeah, there's no customer service.
Watch the video. While not exclusive to Valencia, Amazon Prime offers a range of benefits to enhance your experience in the city. With the subscription, you gain everything. But the best part for me is that the Amazon Prime here is only 49 euros a year as compared to when we were back in the US, which is, I don't remember anymore, but it's a huge difference.
So if you're looking for secondhand stuff or you want to sell secondhand stuff, Wallapop is the app where you could go online and post your stuff and, you know, do the whole person-to-person transaction.
N26 is a mobile banking app that offers a modern and user-friendly interface. It's one of those next-gen banks because there's no, not an actual bank, like a physical bank. It's everything's just online. Magic.
TheFork is a restaurant reservation app that allows you to discover and book tables at restaurants in Valencia. The app provides user reviews, photos, menus, and special offers, making it easier to choose a restaurant that suits your preferences. TheFork often offers exclusive discounts and promotions, allowing you to enjoy a fantastic dining experience at discounted prices. So this is how we found this Argentinian empanada restaurant a few weeks ago, was because of TheFork.
It's Yelp with discounts. Glovo is an on-demand delivery app that allows you to order food, groceries, pharmacy items, and other essentials for delivery to your doorstep. It partners with various local stores and restaurants, providing a lot of options for you to choose from. DeepL is a translation app that offers high-quality translations for various languages. It's cool because it uses AI and neural networks to deliver accurate and natural sounding translations. But you know, with AI, sometimes
it's a hit or miss with this app. Sometimes it doesn't translate words at all.
It's AI.
But we've had the most luck with this app when we're translating Valencian to English.
Bingo. App Valencia is a comprehensive city guide app specifically designed for Valencia, and I think that's the most latest app I've downloaded because I just discovered it. It provides information on events, attractions, transportation options, local services, etc. With this app, you can easily plan your activities, discover hidden gems, and stay up to date with what's happening in the city, especially when it gets closer to summer. Just the activities just go on and on, and true enough to what Valencia is, they don't really announce anything. So using this app, it really helps give us clarity.
Figure out why there are fireworks today.
If in case after this video gets published, we discover more apps, we are going to put the links in the description below. So make sure you check it every once in a while. If you use these important apps that we've talked about, I promise you are going to have a better experience in the city.
So whether you're a local resident or a visitor, we hope that these apps can help you make the most of your time in this beautiful city.
What app would you suggest that we put in this list? We'd love to know.
Yeah, what did we forget?
Thanks for everyone who bought us coffee. And if you want to know more about Valencia, you should watch this video.
Okay, thank you. Bye.